Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
We have a Missouri dad up for dad of the year facing an assault charge after he allegedly instructed his six-year-old to hit another student on the school bus.
What'd the other kid do?
Bingo, Sam. Thank you. What'd
Maurice
the other kid do?
Maurice Fox is facing harassment and assault charges after allegedly instructing his six-year-old daughter to attack the other student on the bus in Missouri. This is somewhere over by St. Louis. 36-year-old Fox has been charged by St. Louis County with first-degree harassment, trespass of a bus, and two counts of fourth-degree assault related to the student who was attacked and the bus driver. It happened 9 a.m. last Thursday. The dad is alleged to have walked onto the bus with his six-year-old daughter. And when the bus driver said, "Hey, you can't be on here, get off the bus," he pushed his arm away and continued down the bus aisle. According to the footage obtained by our friends over at KMOV, Fox could be heard telling his daughter, quote, "Do what I told you to do." He then told the other child, "You don't put your hands on my daughter no more. If I find out you're touching her again, your parents will have to talk to me."
Good.
No, not
good.
Not now. He then asked his daughter, "What do you do?" She could then be seen in the footage throwing a punch at the other student multiple times as Fox watched. He said, "Again, again," which prompted his own daughter to punch the other child's face. "I want her crying," he says on the camera, "again."
Maybe went a little too far, but
might have stretched the boundaries a little much.
Yeah.
He then said, "Let's go," and walked off the bus. Quoting here from the police chief, "This incident is disturbing and completely unacceptable. We have made several attempts to contact the parent, but he has avoided all efforts to speak with our detectives. Oh, however, he has found the time to create a GoFundMe page seeking donations for his legal defense." Quoting her from the police chief, "You cannot crowdsource accountability. We urge him to contact police and speak to our investigators about this incident."
You might not be able to crowdsource accountability, but you can crowdsource a defense.
He has prior convictions for armed robbery, aggravated battery, and unlawful use of a firearm.
All of that notwithstanding.
It all depends on what this other kid did to his daughter.
Bingo.
Because if she was being bullied and nobody was doing anything about it, which we are seeing is the case time and time and time again, is most of the time.
You can't hop on a school bus and order your child to start going all Rocky Balboa on a six-year-old.
I don't disagree with you. And he did take it a step too far with the "do it again, I want her crying." That was a little bit too far. I'll agree with you there. But we need to teach our kids to stand up for themselves if nobody's going to stand up for them.
I agree with you on that. Mm-hmm. Now, you're right also in the hit her again, I want to see her crying.
I want to see her crying. Oh my gosh.
That's probably a bridge too far.
Probably?
Okay, it's a bridge too far, but I can also see the other side. If this other child is bullying his daughter and he's sick of his kid coming home crying every afternoon from school.
Are we now all of the age, except Sam? But maybe you are, but I don't think so. Are we now all of the age that you would call out someone else's kid for bad behavior?
Oh,
Sam's definitely
not in that
generation.
I don't have to be this old to have done that.
I am in that generation. I got set right by other parents often.
I once at a football game was walking back to the car. I don't even know that one of the kids was with me or not. It was some sort of some high school event. And you know how the teenagers, they all think they're so cool when they're in middle school. Mm-hmm. And they're all hanging out, trying to impress each other. And it's really, we all went through that awful stage of life. It's not fun necessarily to watch. But I was walking by, and it was just F this and F that and F. You know, one of those, like, 14-year-olds trying to hold court and be cool in front of the other four. And I walked right by, and I go, knock it off. You sound like an idiot. Mm-hmm. And I just kept walking. And I thought, my God, I am turning into my mother. I go, knock it off.
There's nothing wrong with what
I've
you did.
I've got a good mom's voice, and it hasn't been used in so long. It's
that's
just
called
dying
the
to get out.
Circle of life.
Yes.
That's what you're
I
supposed to do.
I believe the circle of life
an
is animals eating animals, Dan. I don't believe that's what the circle of life is.
Circle of life.
I think you meant we have come full circle in that other parents would have said to us, what are you doing? Knock it off.
Yeah.
And now I'm just like, what are you doing? Knock it off.
I did years ago, I won't say which kid it was, but she had a handful of friends come over for a sleepover one night. Mm-hmm. And the next morning, all the kids go their separate ways and go home. And I did find some red Solo cups hidden in the basement.
Oh. Well, and they got thirsty in the middle of the night and needed water.
No. By water, you mean wine cooler? And I
Bartles and James.
Yeah, old Bartles and James showed up for the party.
It was the Russian version of water, vodka.
Right, vodka. And I did tell Maya, I said, you're in big trouble because you tried to pull a fast one past Dad. And let your friends know they're welcome to come over for another sleepover. They pull that stunt with me again, and I'm calling every single parent I can find.
Yeah.
But today you get a break. Don't ever do it again.
She was like, well, Dad, I drank last week at Darcy's house. I was just returning the favor.
Next week we're going to Marcy's, and then the week after that it's Julie's. We've got at least three more weeks before we make it back around here.
Once we became adults and had kids of age, et cetera, et cetera, you know, many of us have learned that you have to become the adult, and you have to act like an adult and take care of things. And that also means around society, around the community, to use those three words, knock it off.
Get off my lawn.
Yeah.
And you guys say I sound like the old person on this show.
Well, you do.
Knock it off. You sound like an idiot. Going back to my seat.
When you're walking down the street in your blue Stafford robe yelling, knock it off.
You know, though, those kids are probably now 25, 26 years old. And as we all did, you would look back at that time and just cringe. Go, oh my God. I was so stupid. And we just,
We were dumb. 913-586-7798, 586-7798. Don't forget to check out the Dana and Parks podcast. If you miss a segment, you can always catch it on podcast. You can go to our website, or you can go to Apple, or, of course, Spotify. Dana and Parks podcast available anytime you want, anywhere you go.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.